This is JIS News. Coming up, Tourism Ministry provides $34.5 million to No Dotty Up Jamaica campaign, government to assist sports associations with rental of venues, and commercial banks urged to facilitate sugarcane farmers under the Security Interests in Personal Property Act. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated. From Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has provided $34.5 million for a national environmental public education campaign, No Dotty Up Jamaica. No Dotty Up Jamaica is a year-long thrust being spearheaded by the Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, to mitigate the harmful impact of garbage on the environment, particularly the coastlines. This through improving knowledge and attitudes regarding waste. The initiative is one component of JET's Clean Coasts project.
The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment takes a special interest in these matters, not merely to ensure the sustainability of the industry, but equally to protect and preserve our environment for ourselves as a people. We play an active and vigilant role in environmental protection and preservation in partnership with governmental and non-governmental agencies, stakeholders and communities.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil speaking Wednesday at the launch of the No Dotty Up Jamaica campaign at the Jamaica Conference Center, Kingston. The launch coincided with the release of the 2014 International Coastal Cleanup Jamaica National Report. Meanwhile, according to the 2014 International Coastal Cleanup Jamaica National Report, over 7,000 volunteers cleaned 113 sites across the island for International Coastal Cleanup Day last year. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Environment Trust, Diana McCauley, says over 85,000 pounds of garbage was recovered, more than 80% of which was plastic.
We need to be more proactive. We need to tackle the problem at its source. Ordinary citizens need to take responsibility for the things that we all use before they enter the waste stream. Cleanups are a great opportunity to educate people about waste, but ultimately they are reactive. We hope that the Clean Coast Project and the No Dotty Up Jamaica campaign will encourage Jamaicans to do exactly that. Find solutions.
Ms. McCauley was speaking at the launch of the No Dotty Up Jamaica campaign Wednesday. The government is to provide financial assistance to sports associations and federations to help offset the cost of using the sporting venues managed by Independence Parks Limited. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the Ministry of Finance has approved a request to provide financial assistance towards rental of the venues.
It means that we will have to rationalize. We'll have to determine usage. We'll have to determine the persons who have a strong sporting program in place, that you have a plan at the Sport Development Foundation, and that the IPL will be funded to allow for the usage of the facilities.
The sports minister was speaking at a ceremony for the handing over of the renovated seating facilities at the Lila Robinson Courts on Wednesday. The facilities managed by Independence Parks Limited include the National Stadium, National Aquatics Center, National Indoor Sports Complex, and the Lila Robinson Courts. And the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JIS, is urging commercial banks to facilitate sugarcane farmers under the Security Interests in Personal Property SIP Act. Under this legislation, loan applicants can use non-traditional assets as collateral for loans.
I would like to extend a call to our commercial banks to work with the sector and implement and operationalize the SIP bill that will enable farmers to access available funding.
President of the JAS, Senator Norman Grant. He was making his contribution to the State of the Nation debate in the Senate recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.